January 13th, 2016, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
For Pedro Show. That's our guest, Brother Matt.
Yeah. You got a room full of basses.
Matt Gross is my bass quartet. We'll start off with John Coltrane live in Stockholm, Sweden, 1963, doing Mr. PC. And right here at the Love Grotto, the Pleasure Point, you just heard Jake Rosenzweig bass quartet doing the chimes.
Yeah, when about halfway through, I thought, wow, it sounds like chimes. Well, that's the name of it. Yeah,
that's perfect. The title for that. Jake, you want to introduce the band?
Sure. On bass is Dave Tranquillo. On upright bass is Brendan Karn. Double bass, Ben Finley. And on...
Baby bass.
This is myself.
Okay. That's right. Right, because the U.S. is 3/4. Europe one is more than big.
Yes. 7/8.
Yeah. So 7/8. It's not even the full. There's even a bigger dealio. Okay.
Have you guys ever known anyone that played full-size
It's a Europe, right? Classical bands, I think.
Yeah.
Arco.
I saw one once. It was huge.
Yeah.
It was freaking huge.
You know, there was a great store in Long Beach. It was called World of Strings, and they had a bunch of stuff.
Are they not still around?
We lost that resource.
No,
that was incredible. They have 20, 30 string bases at all times.
Whoa.
It was incredible.
Yeah, you guys have ever acres of books.
Both. Yeah, both got along.
I saw one once.
Strong Beach, not so strong because of that. How did the band come about, Jake? I'm going to ask you since your name
I think it came from a couple of different places. I had this aspiration to write, actually it was an assignment, to write a piece for bass quartet when I was studying at Cal Arts. And I worked on it, and it ended up being a piece for like four basses, two vocalists, and two percussionists. So it was not really a bass quartet. And then recently, my friend Alex Wan, who plays in Three Thirds,
Jake's been on the show before with Heather Locke in Three Thirds.
That's right, yeah.
And so his voice sounds familiar, that's why. Now, he didn't have other bass players with him.
Mm-hmm.
But they were fellow colleagues at Cal Arts, right?
Yeah, Brendan played on that piece. So Alex started this website called Song a Day for a Month, where for a month you write a song every day and you post it online. And one of the songs I did early on in that was I overdubbed myself playing, you know, four times. And I was like, oh, this sounds cool. So I'm gonna do some more of these pieces and have a piece for a bass quartet.
But you're gonna need three other guys to realize it live.
Yeah. And I thank them very much for being here.
Okay, let's go back to bass.
Yeah.
When did you get started?
When I was about 13. My friends and I became aware of rock and roll, and specifically punk rock, but like punk rock as interpreted by The Offspring and Rancid and stuff like that. This sounds dated now, but we were gonna have a band. We decided, and we knew.
Well, what's his name? Matt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have respect for him, the bass man and.
Oh yeah, he's an amazing electric bass player.
Yeah,
I was like totally thrilled by him.
Pretty driving.
Yeah, I mean, still now I'm like, damn,
yeah,
that's cool. But we.
I think came from ska.
Yeah, like Operation Ivy.
Right, right.
Bands. Yeah. But we knew you needed guitar, bass, and drums. So my one friend was going to play guitar. The other friend was going to play drums, and we just like decided,
that
Jake will play bass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like right field in Little League.
Yeah.
With retarded
little
friends.
Little did I know. Because we didn't know what a bass was.
Right, same with me.
We had that discussion.
Like,
what is a bass?
There's many years difference. My problem was arena rock. It just, everybody was so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never, you didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Isn't that like the
little lights? You know, some smoke.
That's like the biggest irony ever is like arena rock is like supposed to be this huge, fantastic thing and like 90% of the audience like can barely experience it.
Yeah, I know, Nuremberg Rally. Ergonomics.
Yeah.
Can we ask how the other guys got on
bass? Yeah, you don't have to have my permission to talk to
them. Yeah, for me it was electric bass to start also. And I remember exactly where I was. I was in high school, and the high school band came to our public school, and I was sitting on the bleachers. And I just remember the resonance of the electric bass coming through the bleachers and being able to hear and feel the sound at the same time was like what drew me to the instrument.
Wow.
The actual sound itself.
Feel.
The feeling, yeah.
Which in arena rock was hard to get that.
Right.
But at the school with the bleachers.
The bleachers, there was enough, yeah.
You got it. It was a marching band? They had a bass guitar?
No, it was like a jazz
okay.
band.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, but you started... He was playing electric bass, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, and then I moved to classical bass for a little bit, and then had to switch to jazz because more people were smiling in that okay. in the academic world. So it's been a... I love all kinds of bass. And I
sure.
That's also the versatility, I think, drew me to it.
But you picked it. You didn't get put on it.
I picked it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little different.
Yeah.
I actually didn't really start playing music very seriously until I was like 20 or 21. And I was a guitar player for a while. And then
So that wasn't music.
Well, I mean after, like, that was when I started playing at all, and I switched to playing bass my last year of college because I realized that I really liked playing bass with other people, and I only liked playing guitar by myself, and that's not communication. For me, music is all about communication, so I just felt like much more at home communicating with other people on bass, so. And I haven't really played.
You must have tried it then. Some bass guy let you.
Yeah, my teacher played both, so I got to kind of. I didn't play upright at that point. I just started off playing electric bass, so that came a little bit later. But yeah, I just, you know, I didn't realize that it would feel so different or sound so different. You know, I always thought it was the dumb guitar player joke where it's like, oh, it's just fewer strings and it's easier to play, and that's not true at all.
They're bigger.
Yeah, they're bigger. So
big old strings.
Harder to miss.
Yeah. When I was 13, I really wanted to play drums really, really bad. I wanted to play drums so bad. And I asked my parents for a drum set, and they rented me a bass. Because the kid down the street played drums, and so they're like, there's already a drummer in your school, and so you don't need to do that. And they're like, just try it out. And like, I was like, okay. And they got me
the bass and why electric the guitar? Oh, because the sounds are down there with the drums? You know, that is a trip.
Yeah.
People, because it's got strings. Oh, it's kind of a guitar.
Yeah.
But actually, the sounds live where the drums do.
It's true. Yeah, I think they just thought maybe it would be good for the neighborhood, because there's probably a million guitar players anyway.
Ah.
So similar to Jake, yeah.
So they're thinking, yeah, we got to get this guy in a band and get him out of the fucking band.
But yeah, I got an electric bass, like a key bass, and like a book of Flea bass lines, and I just like got to town, and I just immediately like fell in love. I was like, this is the coolest sound ever. I just loved it, and
you learned by book.
I mean, but I would look at the thing and I'd listen to it, and then I would
hear the record.
Yeah, so then I would just jam along with the Chili Peppers.
copying records.
Yeah, yeah.
But like one of them Hal Leonard books or so.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. With the tab.
And what was the Alfred? Alfred's? Was that the other one? Alfred.
Mel Bay,
that was another one. But there was this Alfred's guitar method. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who Alfred was.
I don't know if anyone can. It may not have actually been real.
Okay. So how did you meet these guys? At CalArts?
Basically, yeah, through CalArts. I met everyone through CalArts. Everyone at CalArts except Ben. Because Ben is going there now, and we've all graduated like a few years ago. So I met Ben at a house show in Highland Park up in L.A.
But it just so happened he was from the Cal.
Yeah.
Who did we have on? Motoko Honda.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's CalArts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leo Wada Smith.
Wadada.
Yeah. Wadada. Sorry. Turned her life around. Said Jake, because she was raised classical piano and hitting the hands for clams and shit like this. So fuck this. But she found music because of the avant-garde program.
Yeah,
Cal Arts.
Yeah, I studied with him.
Yeah.
And Tom Watson too. Really? Okay. Tom Watson did synthesizer. I mean, this is like in the early 80s. So I think a couple of the weirdos.
I mean,
yeah, the Denny brothers, I think, went to CalArts.
Studying with Wadada kind of makes weirdos. That's
possible. No, but I mean, there was a band called the Weirdos, and the drummer actually is from Pedro, Nikki B. Yeah, in fact, that's how we found out about the punk scene. Yeah, they were called the Weirdos. And actually, the other band was the Bags, and they had sacks over their heads, papers. Wow. I think the Unknown Comics stole their gimmick. Here, let's hear some more music. Thank you.
Everybody has to drink water. Everyone should have 14 gallons of water, 1 gallon a day for 2 weeks. It's absolutely amazing.
don't need those things, but I get used to it. Wanting things from the past, I live in this kingdom of uselessness where my computer is a princess.
For the Juan from Pedro show.
Yeah.
We'll get some full on Jake Rosenstrike bass quartet unreader digest abridged versions later in the show. Plus also collaboration with Brother Matt coming up. Ahead of that we heard A Fistful of Dollars, Petra Hayden, a cappella. Force of Light from Dan Coffin, his new record. Mr. Susan with Moog, Warm Water, Leviathan, Black Mouth, Super Rainbow, Guardian Angel from EVL, brand new, out of Nagoya. Modern Things from the Past, Total Eclipse. It's got Seb on bass in Lyon, France. 9 to 5, The Yoppers out of Chicago. Finally, Luther and Toby, Absinthe on a Bicycle. Toby's in Oslo, Luther's up in Los Feliz, the happy. It's been the first hour of January 13th. Damn, Brother Matt. Pushing time quicker than it needs to be. 2016, second show of the year. The Jake Rosenzweig Bass Quartet. Hold tight for hour two. January 13th, 2016, second hour of the Pedro Show.
There's a man. He's a fisherman. Way out in the Mojave Desert, and he pulls giant trout out of the California aqueduct, fries them up in the hot, dry, high desert. Now there's a man, and he's a mountain man, way up in the Colorado Rockies, and he pulls every colored strands of sands from the roadside shelves across the country, and he bottles them up in the Colorado Rockies. Hooray! And if you don't believe what I'm saying, it's true. Just go out west and you'll find them too, dreaming away on the edge of the frame. They realize reality's just another game that we play in our minds every time. Now there's a woman, she's a teenage pregnant woman, way out in the Val Verde Canyon. She writes letters to the nation and God, sealed away in time capsules, that she bears on down in the Chiquita Canyon landfill, Val Verde. Now there's a guy, some kind of artist guy, way out in old Mannsteinstrasse, and he builds a portal to heaven and hell at the end of civilization, up on a butte in the Mojave Desert. And if you still don't believe what I'm saying is true, you can just go out west and you'll find them too. Dreaming away on the edge of the plain, they realize reality's just another game that we play in our earthen minds every time.
Can't keep hiding under the moon.
say? Della che sei. Disinformate. Della che sei.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Elliot Edelman doing There's a Man. Victoria. He's got a whole new trip going now.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a folk singer. And,
yeah.
Living in the desert with
mm-hmm. J. Creek.
The Moon, the Sea from Labor Camp. Alex Kane, Surfing the World. Roller Derby, Stole My Baby, Super Fast Girly Show. New song, old song, Elmo and the Sticks. Katovka, Usme Doma. I'll check. A brand new King Kongo and the Pink Monkey Bird's Haunted Head. Autonomy song for Raj Zagu by Solanke. Guerrera Nuclear, or Nuclear. Familia Miranda, it's a nuclear war. Fucked up. And Hendrix Hendrix, brand new Disciplina Kichma. Koya on the bass. And, yeah. So all you guys at one time did electric bass.
Mm-hmm.
But then had to leave?
No, I think everyone still plays electric
still,
bass.
You oh, still yeah. all do? Yeah. Okay, yeah. okay. Because I tried to go for this. That's what the little pit project
yeah, yeah.
was to tell you. I even did a Kill Rockstar single to make myself learn if I'm going to record, right? I had to fucking learn it. It,
yeah.
it just beat my ass up.
Yeah.
I had a Plywood K1. And I think so. And it, I couldn't get a good sound to tone out. I don't know. I know. I'd hate to blame the machine. It was just too tough. So I crawled back to the legroom. It just kicked my ass. Also, the so much up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I you have to break that loose and just. It's not a sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an incredible instrument. And so I got intimidated right out of it. So I give you guys big praise.
They're two totally
keep
different
with
instruments,
it.
And they're both
they are
they're
aren't
both
they?
Hard in different ways, and both yeah, they're I mean
different
yeah,
things.
Different,
there's just
totally
something about
things.
It.
Yeah, being a non-bass player, I never tripped on that. The up and down versus sideways.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it'd be such a such
really
a
big
difference.
Difference. The muscles in the back of the hand, the fret and hand especially. I mean,
oh,
these
yeah,
guys got to come down
muscles,
like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not this kind of. It's just a whole yeah. You have to, and you got to
yeah.
give in to that and develop different muscles, you know. And I was just, I wasn't man enough. So, but you're going to find out, man, these guys are. You're going to do, bring the spin cycle with a, in a collaboration mode.
Right on. Salute a little Bowie here since this was his week of going.
Don't talk of dust and roses. Or should we powder our noses? Don't live for last year's capers. Give me steel, give me puzzles that's unreal. We'll build a glass asylum.
Someone to blame us, someone to follow, someone to shame us, some rainbow color. Thank you.
Jake Rosenzweig bass quartet. That was a bitchin' fucking improv crap. I was thinking, I've been listening to a lot of Faust, you know, annoying. It was kind of, you guys, I don't know if you were willingly channeling some kraut rocking, but I was feeling it, man. And it got some, also like kind of sounds from the docks here, some little industry, from your organic wood.
Yeah, it's cool. It's
fucking happening. Very, very happening. I think it's a first for us, right, brother?
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of four fucking stand-ups.
Definitely.
Doing a stand-up fucking...
Definitely a first.
Oh, yeah. What policy was most responsible for S-word expansion?
Well, start with Bowie because... Just because it was Bowie. And then I just wanted to get something that would work. So, just winging it.
I was going to suggest Manorek next to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Make note of it.
Take note. It's been the in a way, you know, it's kind of a radio show, but in a way it's kind of a classroom, you know. Brother Matt don't really leave his work at the job. He brings it here and he's there for educating me. You know, he got to go to a bass player's pad. Mm-hmm. And he met Mr. Willie Dixon.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Tell the story about opening the drawer.
He used to dump one of those big suckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had, he was not only a killer bass player and arranger, but master songwriter.
Poser.
He's written so many songs that are standard rock and roll tunes. And he showed me this drawer at his pad that had like thousands of songs still that he never got to. Just waiting for action.
In the drawer, waiting.
I mean, it was lyrics or like the chord changes?
Yeah, all the songs. Both of them, because he did both.
Words.
But yeah, he did both.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know that chess record?
Yeah, they're like...
Yeah, he just don't have time for this one of these days.
He like Holden Bin.
Yeah, and a lot of them, he gave people songs.
Wow.
There's all kinds of Willie Dixon out there.
So I know sometimes the bass is the last added. Mr. Dixon, first comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. You got to go to his pad, brother.
Yeah, I sat there with him for a couple of hours. It was like sitting with your grandfather getting the wisdom handed down firsthand.
Mm-hmm. That's a mind blow. Okay, it's been the second hour of the January 13th, 2016 Dish of Wap Peter Show. Special guest, Jake Rosenzweig, Bass Quartet.
Yeah.
Hold tight for hour three. January 13th, 2016, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Already the wind. He's got five eyeballs laid out in front of him like trophies, looking at himself sideways with that lazy eye in. We don't say much, it's kind of awkward. We're putting down a couple drinks, exchanging pleasantries until, I don't know, something clicked inside him. Because he puts down that last one. Puts down that last one, and he climbs up to the bar, and you know what he said?
Swimming on the waves with the scuba fish. Picture this, Picture this, you're on a ship, sailing on the waves through a school of fish. Down below, shiny waters, could it be that the fish looking back at you? When you see a fish, does the fish see you? When a fish makes a wish, does the wish come true?
There, never have to ask for a hand. 'Cause seems like you said the view is best from where I stand.
Your eyes don't need mine.
I don't know anything.
right from afternoon in the twilight, late Sunday groove into semi-night, weave into the dark, grasped by headlights, up and down hills, and following those lights of the semi-night, share the road with truckers on my personal flight, long driving long into the semi-night, following a favorite, not drafting, but safe following distance, plunge ahead past the lanes, passing the lines, follow that truck through the night, the semi-night, till I get there and relax out of sight, stopped and rested from the semi-night.
Schwarzes Haar, Geldnot in den Augen, jagen sie den deutschen Mann.
Erna versenkt ihre Trauer in einem Stück süßer Buttercremetorte. Fritz, ihr Mann, arbeitet bei der Ausländerbehörde, kontrolliert Asylanträge, war immer auf die Pflicht bedacht. Jetzt hat er sich in Aisha verliebt. Aisha, hat er im Traum gesagt. Die Lunde voll Blut, die Köpfe aus Holz, kommt Männer zurück an die Waffen, schreit aus eure Träume mit Vaterlandsstolz und gebt euren Frauen zu hoffen. Aishas schönen Mund und sie und ihre Sippe sich an Deutschland stößt gesund. Fritz wünscht sich, nein, er hofft auf eine starke Hand, die eint das Land wie früher. Für all die vielen Menschen. Sein winzig kleines Herz, es gehört Erna, nicht Aisha. Erna. Hoff, sie kommen. Hoff, sie brechen durch das Unterholz mit Sack und Pack. Männer, Frauen, Kinder, rote, schwarze, gelbe. Alle wollen unser Brot.
deine Schöne. Schön war.
people, that was Cars from Jake Rosenzweig Bass Quartet. Live over the air here. Well, Grotto on Pleasure Point, Wild Kingdom. Thanks so much. Ahead of that, we heard Die Fruer, aus Erna Schoenbar from Kim Bohm and Kester. Joe Brewer with Semi Night. Ahead of that, in front of that, was a Cosmodrome Peace Conference. Before that, Dougie, Fresh Air Experience. Out of Leipzig. Just had some fighting there, right?
Ooh.
Assholes. What they call it, Pegida? Some shit like that. Fuck them. Earthworm Ensemble. That's got one of the Double Knot guys. Joe Berardi plays with. Picture This, You're a Fish. Chinese Herbal Medicine in front of that with ones and zeros. And we started the third hour off with Desto Blado from Big Crux up in Tacoma. You guys recorded, right?
Yeah. We have a
but record. I don't have it.
Oh, I brought a CD. Okay.
Whoa, that's my lead. It does that when somebody does girly text. Let's see what it says. Blue Chunks and Kai Kill.
Code.
Strong draw. I think it's somebody for a sack down gig. They have strong draw. That's always a good, always a good recommend on the aesthetic tip, right? Anyway, so you got the record. I don't have it yet because I want to play it on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a copy.
Where did you record it? Here in SoCal?
Yeah, I recorded it, some of it in L.A. and then some of it in Monrovia, California.
Okay.
But, yeah, the CD, I'm supposed to get the tapes in the mail today. And there's a release show for it on February 8th at Pear Space,
which is like the old Filipino town.
No. Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's maybe a mile from downtown. It's right there. Glendale, right?
Yeah.
The street actually turns into California, too.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going north on it. What about on the web?
Mm-hmm.
How can people get info on the...
On the web, you can visit the Bandcamp page, which is my own Bandcamp. It's jakejake.bandcamp.com.
Jake.
Yeah, .bandcamp.com. And it's also being released on this new record label that my friend Garrett Hickman started.
Yeah.
The label is called the Wellness Association of Los Angeles.
Yeah. We're for wellness, right, brother man?
Wellness is good.
Yeah.
And if you can't get in gear, then it needs a little prime of the Huesca?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Clear out the fire.
I'm going to come with a primer kickoff. Let's listen to some more music.
We'll be right back. Let me read your diary. Let me try to fish. I know I'll get.
Live for Pedro Show. Last music. John Truby with Hag Marcella. Z Trigueros, Petite Route. Black Milk Angel from Can Can Heads. Instrumental. Not instrumental, but instrumental. Reg Blur from her new album. Rats in the Louvre. Why would a Long Beach band call themselves that? Louvre. Can't Please Everyone. That's from Craig Bavar's new release. Sissy from Secret Cat. Yeah, I wonder what that band's about. Somebody stuck a CD in my sack when I was playing up north. It's got some dude wearing a mask and he's all naked. And there's nothing, it just says Secret Cat.
Sounds like a good time to wear a mask.
Yeah, especially if the song's called Sissy. And finally, Sylvia Juncosa of Glasses, brother Steve Reed on the bass, been having him with a cat.
Yeah, right.
I asked everybody on the show this because everybody, you know, have their own journey through the music. And advice you might have for other people getting into this racket, you know? Jake, you go first.
To be a musician?
This, whatever you call it.
Oh, okay.
Entertainer, you know, sound maker.
Mm-hmm. I guess for me, one thing I find the most useful is to be aware of your presumptions of what the music you make is going to be or the music that other people make, and be prepared to revise or throw out those presumptions at all times.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds cliche to just, like, approach everything with an open mind or, like, a fresh start. But as much as you can do that, I find it actually very
useful.
Don't
be afraid to throw away.
Don't be afraid to throw away things. Don't be afraid to take on new things.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to keep stuff around.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, try not to be afraid, and then also, you know, be aware of your expectations. Whatever they may be.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever.
Because that might
situation.
Be changing all the time, huh?
Yeah.
But be aware. Be awake.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, for me, I think it's about change also. And to realize that, and to keep working about why you're doing music, keep asking that question to yourself.
Asking yourself.
Yeah, and also keep being honest that it is going to change and it's going to go through all these different avenues and to sort of stay in that project of why you're doing it to give you that energy to pursue it because it's... You need that sort of deep questioning, I think, because we all get into it for different reasons, by accident or by choice or whatever circumstance. But
you don't have a lot of choice in just have.
Right.
But the way you pursue it, you do got some choice.
Right. And there's something we really find meaningful about it. So I think it's listening to that and being aware that it will change throughout time and being honest with that.
The only thing that stays the same is change.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, you know, sort of the same token, like always check in and make sure you're communicating with yourself and you're communicating with your audience and you're communicating with the other musicians rather than just kind of learning a bunch of notes and shapes and sort of jerking off on stage because that people, you know, it's fun
monologues.
To do that. It's fun to do that, but it's not necessarily music and it's not necessarily communicative. And then, I wish a lot of up and coming musicians and artists in general would pay more attention to like, their body and their physical health because it's not cool to chain smoke and die when you're 28 if you have a lot of creative things to say. You know, it's we have a body that we live in and that's how we relate to our instrument and it's just as important as your brain. So.
Yeah, good.
Nice. I think, you know, music is a reflection of your surroundings and your environment. And so, in my opinion, the most important thing is just being honest, putting yourself into your music, being unique and just creating something. Like if you're honest in the music, then other people will resonate with that and it will grow.
It's trippy because if you look at the thumb, we're born unique already.
That's
true. We need artistic expression to get that out. We're already born with it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's these other things that dog pile on it and cover it up. Yeah, all for you, these great ideas. And you got a good band. What's next? There's the gig release party.
Yeah, that's the next gig that we have right now.
You got plans to tour? I mean, how do you fucking get this?
I mean, that's been...
It's a big boat, right?
I've been thinking about it, and I don't know. If it's, like, something we have to discuss, and it's going to take some serious planning.
Just have a four-neck base made.
Yeah, have a four-neck base made. So, but, you know, I would be open to it because I feel like the spirit of this instrument is to be enthusiastically impractical.
Sure.
So, you know, one is good enough, and then four.
Yeah.
We should also go on tour with four bands.
Yeah. You know, the way out, what would Mark Stewart say? The way out is through the door. How come no one
goes out?
Never uses it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, if the door's big enough for four bases.
Okay. It's been January 13, 2016 edition of the Waffle Pedro Show. Brother Matt, let's thank our guests here.
Great to have you guys down. Very cool.
Jake Rosenzweig, Bass Quartet. The gig's coming up at Pear Space.
February 8th.
February 8th.
Yeah.
Please go, because you're going to blow your minds. You catch a bat. Brother Matt, thank you for aiding and Ben. Always.
Pleasure.
Thanks, you guys, making hell rides from different parts of the Southland. Who came from fucking...
CalArts? Ben did.
Yeah. Valencia.
Valencia, Magic Mountain Land, right? Damn, awesome thanks for town. Making that hell ride. Now you get to go make it back.
I do.
But maybe it's early enough, so it ain't too bad.
Yeah, give anyway. Pedro time in.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks.
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.